another one of the class of 2023. Dan Schneider, a name synonymous with sports, football, coaching here in the Chenango Valley in Mercer County. And first off, Dan, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's a great privilege, great honor.
I know you've had a few days and a few weeks to reflect on what this means. What does this mean to you and your family?
It's time to reflect, and it's time to look back, and it's time to think about how worthwhile it all was. You know, my family, we were all involved in athletics. My wife was a principal at the high school, and my sons played football, and my daughters were cheerleaders and trainers on the football team. So it was a family affair, and it was all worthwhile. All that work, all that time, all that sacrifice, it was worth it.
What was harder, being an athlete or a coach?
Oh, by far being a coach, because being an athlete, you had one concern, and that was you. You had to worry about, whereas when you're a coach, you worry about, 50 kids getting up for 2 days. You have to worry about 50 kids getting injured. And so it's you take on a lot of responsibility. I know it's not physically demanding, but it certainly is emotionally demanding.
The challenge of coaching in this era versus the era that you played in, things have changed.
They have changed, but you know what? I think it's for the good. I thoroughly enjoy this spread stuff, and it made my job a lot easier as an offensive line coach. The schemes aren't as complex, but it's football. It's still blocking on our side of the football, and it's knowing your assignments, and holding your water and not going off sides. It's just a lot of those kinds of things that really aren't any different. But I think the kids enjoy it more today because there's a lot more excitement, I think, in the game. That's the way I see it.
Do you remember the wins, or do you remember the losses more today?
Oh, my God, the losses. Oh, they eat at you so bad. And I still remember, I can't remember what loss it was, but they're still there. They're still there. I remember the details of a lot of football games, but mostly the details of the plays that we didn't make as opposed to the plays we did make.
Without getting yourself in trouble, and I don't want to get you in trouble, who would be your top players you ever coached for and then coached against?
Well, I won't say, see, I was an offensive line coach, so I'd have to go with my groups. And I would think that in the 90s, we had a bunch of really good offensive line groups, 93, 94, 95, 96, right around there. Those state championship runs that we made in 94 and 95, I mean, if you look at the size and the skill of those offensive linemen, and they worked really well together. We went in 94 with El Marco Jackson as our tailback, and then we went in 95 with J.D. Harden, about half his size. So I think our offensive lines had a lot to do with that. So I would say that's really the best I've seen.
How about against? Is there a player or two that you still think about to this day?
Boy, there have been so many. I'll tell you one, he's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame here, is Andy Blatt. I mean, I watched him play, and I saw him, I think he ran it 45 times or something, down in Hickory. I was watching them play Hickory down in Sharon, and I said, boy, that guy can play. Then he ends up at Westminster College with my son, played 1 year there, and he was the running back there. And I'll tell you what, he was a really good one. But there were so many good players, it's just hard to say.
You coached with Jim Wildman for a long time, obviously a legendary career. The story about Jim Wildman, just tell us one story about Jim Wildman that is PG rated.
Well, Jim, I'll tell you what, I can tell you this about Jim. Let's just say this, that it was really enjoyable coaching with him because he let you coach. He gave you responsibility, and you made decisions, and but you also had to, you had to do your job. And as long as you did your job, he would leave you alone. And I think that most assistant coaches really appreciate that. So I would say that style was and that's how I think I ended up coaching so long. I was there for 30 years. So I think that's, you know, that's sort of like a good summary of most of my experiences there.
When you watch a football game, are you able to just watch it and enjoy it, or do you watch it from a offensive lineman or lineman coach's perspective?
I've been so indoctrinated into watching the five guys inside that the first thing I always do is watch them. And then I can. What kind of play is it? You know, because they're running the same. The pros are running counter like we used to run counter. They're running outside zone, inside zone. I mean, they're doing the same things that we were doing. So I'm just getting trained to watch those five guys first, and of course the pass protection. A lot of pass protection, but yeah, that's what I do.
You had a coach, and you were on team. You didn't really coach them, but you're on the team with your sons. Talk about being in that environment with your kids on the team while you're a coach.
There's nothing better. There's absolutely nothing better in life than doing something that you love with the people that you love. And it was so gratifying to be able to. And they were different because my son Matt was a guard. And my son Mike was a quarterback, so it was much more pressure watching Mike play, but I didn't have to coach him. I coached Matt, and I made sure he was ready. But if Matt made a mistake, nobody knew. If Mike made a mistake, everybody knew. So, but there's nothing better in the world than doing that.
I'm going to try to get you in trouble here, but you're doing a good job. What was the bigger rivalry, Farrell or Hickory?
Well, when I played, it was Farrell. And then when I coached, it developed. See, it developed. Hickory developed as we were going along because of the change in conferences. When Farrell no longer was in our conference, in our league, then that I always said, why are we playing Farrell? You know, it doesn't make any sense. But people wanted to see that game. I'm thinking of the coach. You know, I remember we went to a coaching clinic, and Joe Paterno said the most important factor in your success or failure was your schedule. So, I mean, I always loved to play Farrell at the end of the year in like a rivalry contest, but it's really developed now in the new league. That might just come back, but right now I think it's just an edge. Hickory has a little bit more rivalry to it than Farrell.
You coach a lot of great lines that block for a lot of great running backs. What makes a special running back in your mind?
Oh, toughness. It's just you got to be tough. It we had a lot of tough kids over the years, and you know, guys like Mike Archie and El Marco Jackson and Carmone Parchman, and more recently Jordan Wilson, and I shouldn't probably mention names because I'm leaving people out, but those were the guys. They were tough. I mean they're going to get hit and sometimes really hard. But they popped right up, and they started all over again. So that's a characteristic of a really good running back.
You grew up in the Valley. You played sports. What drew you to sports, and who was the role model growing up to get you where you are today?
You know, I played in the first midget, well, don't say midget, youth football game back in the 1960s, 61 or 62. And it was a guy named Joe Mastrian was our midget foot our coach, and he had the staff. I can't remember most of the guys' names, but Joe was the guy, and he sort of, I was 9 years old when I started that. So, but he was the guy who started it, and then after that it was my high school, and Jim Beswick stands out, and Cliff Smith, they both stand out because they were surrogate fathers for me. So they really meant a lot to me. And then I transitioned from being, Jim Beswick's player to being Jim Beswick's friend. That really means a lot. And we paint a lot of houses together over the years. We're both teachers, and that's our second job. But that really, I think, is they sort of steered me in that direction.
Lastly, Dan, what does this weekend mean to you and your family?
Well, it's just like, you know, it's just like a payoff in a sense, you know, that I always told my kids, hard work pays off. And not that this wouldn't be, you know, my career wouldn't be complete, but it's just like icing on the cake of the career. You know, I've had all the great experiences and everything has been really, really great. But, you know, this is just something that just, and now we're all like celebrating it together. And so it's just another family thing that, you know, really, really brings a lot of joy to me.
Dan Snyder, congratulations. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much.